And then the universe around you is recognized as playful forms that come and go, experiences, different places come and go. It's a bit like when you are rooted in the now, you are rooted in being, you are rooted in yourself. And there's such fullness to now. It is the fullness of life itself, because before life becomes a thing, before life becomes an object, before life becomes a life form, there is life, consciousness, whatever word. And to know yourself as that is the ultimate liberation. What is liberation? What are you liberated from? You're liberated from the world of things, from obsession, from being consumed by things, which includes thoughts. You are liberated from time, also as an obsession that you are consumed by. And you are liberated from a very heavy sense of self, a me, what the Buddha called the self. Ah, oh, all that. Oh. The key then, the little opening into what we might call space consciousness. This is not from science fiction. Space consciousness within yourself, the unconditioned consciousness. How do I get from being consumed and identified with object consciousness to recognizing myself as space? Ah, it doesn't work by trying to run away from the world. It's through allowing whatever form this moment takes, the world of form, the world of objects, allowing whatever form this moment takes, internally allowing it to be as it is. External forms, inner forms, thoughts, emotions, feelings, allow the suchness of this moment. No longer make the now into an enemy. The moment you allow what is to be, there is what one could call a sense of space around what is. It could be an event that usually would trigger in you upset or impatience or anger, and you'd simply say yes to it because it is, and suddenly there's space around the event. That's what, it's just a little pointer. And this is a beautiful thing to discover, the space around things. So why should I allow something to be? Because it is. It already is the case. Yeah, but it shouldn't be happening. But it is. At this moment, the mind says nothing will ever change if I allow this moment to be as it is. The deeper truth is, if I internally am antagonistic towards this moment, ultimately nothing is ever going to change. Because that is the old consciousness, which it keeps itself in place, the egoic consciousness, the mind-identified consciousness, the object-identified consciousness keeps itself in place through fighting what is, the me.